my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey you, I'm Rebecca Reutz, and welcome to Tea Time with Becky. Here we'll talk about personal growth, inner healing, and manifestation, all to help you build the life of your dreams, in short episodes that you can indulge in over your morning cup of tea. You'll also hear from awesome guest speakers that are bound to light you up in some way. I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Tea Time with Becky podcast. Today, we are going to talk about how to raise your energetic frequency with a connection. So how connecting with other humans can actually help raise your energetic frequency. I want to first start out by telling a little story, because I am fortunate enough to be able to connect with a couple semi-local business owners, and we call it our little mastermind get-together. We just kind of talk about our businesses and help each other find our blind spots, and more so just help amp each other up, especially when we're feeling like a little about things. And I just want to touch on this today because there is just this huge boost of inspiration that happens after we gather with other like-minded and like-hearted humans that amps our energy up and just has the potential to make us feel so on fire and inspired. So I really wanted to share this with you today so that you can also feel this way too. So I just want to kind of touch on different ways that connecting with other humans can raise your frequency. So obviously getting together with people that are in either a similar profession to you or a similar field, or even provide a service, or someone who has a similar hobby to you or similar beliefs, anything really that you have commonalities that you can connect on is going to help you be able to raise that frequency by talking about things that light you up during conversation. Because having meaningful conversations really allows us to feel heard and understood and allows us to feel seen. And it gives us that sense of connection and increased positivity. Also, when we share positive experiences, like I'm doing with you today, not only do we boost our own energy, but we're also able to help uplift everyone else that's around us or uplift the people that are having that conversation with us. It also allows us to practice empathy and have a deeper sense of compassion. When we're hearing something that somebody else is going through and we're able to be there and just allow them to be heard and hold space for them, we don't need to deep dive and spiral into those emotions with them, and we don't have to say, wow, I feel so bad for you. But we can hold space for them and say, I understand that you're feeling this way, and let me know how I can make you more comfortable through this, or what do you need from me? Is there something that I can do? Is there something that I can say? Or do you just need to be heard in this moment? It just really allows us to increase our own sense of compassion, which is a really beautiful way of uplifting our energy. Another thing about communicating that I also find really powerful and a frequency boost is physical touch. Now, I know that not everyone has the opportunity to hug people or hold hands or even just put their hand on someone's shoulder or have someone put their hand on theirs. But when you are able to connect with people that are of like mind and like-hearted, a lot of the times there will be that sense of touch through hugging or even just, like I said, putting a hand on the shoulder. And that really does increase our energy because it promotes feelings of connection and well-being. And it just allows us to feel held on a deeper level. And obviously, participating in group activities, it boosts our energy, it boosts our mood, the same as connecting and having a conversation with someone who's interested in similar things to you. Connecting and doing a task or participating in something that you enjoy doing with other people that enjoy doing that is going to be that instant mood boost. It's going to raise your frequency. It's going to make you feel better. And like we've talked about in, I think it was the last episode of this, I'll double check and put it in the notes for you. But once we raise that energetic frequency, we are able to attract more things at that frequency without resistance. We're able to attract happiness in abundance, and we're able to attract joy and love and play. So I just wanted to leave this with you today because it was something that was on my heart, and I'm hoping that it will connect with you and you will feel it deeply too. So as always, I would love it so much if you would leave this podcast a rating or review. It is what gets us out there. It gets us seen. And as always, you can connect with me at RebeccaRoitz.com, RebeccaRoitz.com at any time. Send an email. Let us know what you think of the show. If there's any topics that you would like to hear on here, or if you have any questions that you'd like to be discussed on the podcast, please always feel free to reach out. So much love to you, and I'll talk to you on the next one.